So we often daven a lot by heart, which in general is not a big deal because we know the words. It's quicker than having to look into a sitter sometimes. But is that okay to daven by heart? So Shulchan Aruch says, even though we have a general rule that things which are written in the Torah, in other words, any part of Chumash, you shouldn't say them by heart. That's a prohibition. Nevertheless, there are certain things called davar sheragil, anything which you are accustomed to say, v'shagur b'fi. What does that mean?
Smooth in your mouth.
Hakol, b'fi hakol, in the mouth of everyone. Kigon kriyashma, brachas kohanim, right? And parshas tamid uchiyotzib, and anything similar to that is mutter. So the first question is, well, what's this isser involved in saying things by heart? So you give a whole shiur on what the reasons are, but simply put, the reason is that so you don't make a mistake. Simple reason is, if you say something by heart, which is in the Torah, and you mess it up, you're messing up the words of God. God wrote it in this way, and you're messing up the words. Another reason you could say is that because sometimes when you look inside, you see that, oh, well, this vav is big, and this has a dot on top of something else, and therefore you'll realize that, oh, there's a certain drush of it needs to be said. If you said it by heart, you wouldn't get that extra benefit. Also, if we started saying everything by heart, then all the Amaratzim are going to start challenging us and say, what do you mean? Where do you make up this rule from? You'll say, it's a pasuk in the Torah. They'll say, I never saw it inside. I hear you always quoting it by heart. So therefore, because of these reasons, things which are written in the Torah, the Gemara says, must be said based on reading it inside. Except, says Shulchan Aruch, these exceptions, in which it's shagur b'fi kol. If it's a custom, it's common, it's known to everyone, b'fi kol, in the mouth of everyone. So, first, a couple of factors before we discuss that. Number one is that many say this whole prohibition only applies when you are being motzi someone else. So that would get rid of everything. If we're davening by ourselves, it wouldn't apply to that, although many disagree. Number two point to know is that some only limit the heter, these permissions, to things which are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, which would mean the only thing you're allowed to say out loud, but the only thing you're allowed to say by heart, is Kriya Shema, Brachas Kohanim, and Parshas Tamid. Nothing else. Knew anyone else daven anything by heart besides that, which are Pesukim and the Torah? We often do, and we'll show you a couple of examples in a second.
You space out?
Yeah, you're not reading
Matovu.
Yeah, what about other? We have other aspects we'll talk about in a second, which everyone says by heart, you don't even think about it. Third point is that there is a special heter if it's a shasad chak. And you can't claim everything is a shasad chak. You know, someone who's given drushes on Shabbos, I know sometimes you mean to bring your chumash up there with you to the bima, and when you start giving your drush on the parsha, then you realize, whoops, I forgot to bring the chumash. Do you have to go walk and get a chumash? Or can you just say the first three words of the parsha, which is our old drusha, by heart? So Mr. Bruce says, well, if it's a case like that, you're darshaning, it's going to be a tilcha for you to go get a chumash. So then you could say a couple of words by heart, not a big deal. But other than that, you have a real problem, which leads us to this leniency. What in the world does it mean, shagur b'fi kol, that everyone, it's common in everyone's mouth?
Oz Yashir also is common in everybody's mouth.
Is it or is it not? Who here wants to raise their hand and say Oz Yashir all by heart? No? You can, yeah. I don't know if I could do it. I could do probably most of it, but I don't know if I would be able to do it. I've leaned it a couple of times as well besides saying it. It's really hard. Sometimes you get messed up. You think you can do it. If you go on auto drive and, you know, autopilot, you probably could. But if you stop and think, look, some people are better than others about this, and this is my question. Some people, I know myself, I don't have this skill. Some people have an uncanny ability. They could memorize things and spit it out, you know, like that. And I know I sometimes fumfer. Talk about example, can say Kiddush by heart. I've said Kiddush a zillion times in my life. You know, on a bench, as soon as I get confused, Asher Asas, you know, if you go on autopilot, you could sometimes do it. If you sometimes stop and think, it gets a little bit tricky. Parshas in the Torah, we're going to talk right about that.
Maybe how about Karbonus?
So,
not sugar buffet.
So this is the question, but let's say it's sugar in your mind, but it's not sugar buffet call. So you are laughing at me. You could do all of those Yashir in your sleep. I can't. Everyone raise their hands. Let's say it's 50% can, 50% can't. Are you, who it's shagur b'fi you, Are you allowed to say part? So the Bach makes a very powerful comment. He says, well, what's the whole source of this distinction about shogor b'fi, not shogor b'fi? He says, it's based on a sheet of Rabbi Chaim, one of the Rishonim, who cited in the Mordechai. And he says, I'll show you where the source is. It's from Sofer. It's a Sofer who writes tefillin and mezuzahs allowed to write it by heart. For example, he's going to write the parasha of Ahayaki V'yacha, which is one of the parashas in tefillin. He's going to write it by heart. He's done it a gazillion times. He could do it in his sleep. Easy. Can you say Ahayaki V'yacha by heart? Absolutely not. Said, I can't. Says the Bach, Rabbi Chaim says, over there you see that since it's Shogar B'fi, call of the Sofrim, you're allowed to say it by heart. Says the Bach, that means that even if it's not Shogor B'fi Kol, B'fi the whole world, if it's Shogor B'fi Cha, in your mouth, in other words, if you're comfortable, you could say Kiddush, you could say Oz Yashir, you could say V'ayaki V'yacha by heart, you can say it then by heart, even if the majority of the world cannot. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, that is ridiculous. The exact opposite. Who writes Tefillin and Mezuzahs? No? Sofrim. It was Shagur B'fi call of the Sofrim. In other words, that's an opposite proof, says the Magen Avraham. The fact that it was Shagur B'fi call of the Sofrim, that's the whole world of who's writing Tefillin. No one else is saying V'ayaki V'yacha by heart. You're never presented with such a situation. The whole world that we're talking about is only Sofrim, and it says that every single Sofrim must know it by heart for you to say it by heart. So therefore, you have a huge machlokas, the Bach and the Magen Avraham. If it's shogor b'fi cha in your mouth, but it's not shogor b'fi kol, can you say it by heart? So how do you paskin? This has a tremendous ramification. I'm going to give you three quick examples in a second, but how do we paskin? So the Chidah says we paskin like the Bach, which is an extreme leniency, that even if it's not shogor b'fi kol, if it's shogor b'fi cha, so if you could do az yashir by heart, you can say Oz Yashir by heart. Even if you took a show of hands, 75% of the room would say, nah, I probably can't do it. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and I'll read you something very powerful. He says, Avameinu shogor b'fi kol. If it's not shogor in everyone's mouth, af al pi shogor b'piv, even though if it's shogor in your mouth, usser. He takes the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And this has interesting ramifications. I'll give you three quick ramifications. Ramification number one is, you know, everyone knows they have a special pasuk or two, depending on how many names you have, at the end of Shmon Esrei, right? Anyone here say those psukim? No? No? Anyone say those? The Shema? Good. What's your pasuk? Can you say it by heart? Yeah? Of course you can say it. I'll tell you mine. Mine is, Atu Hashem Elokim Hashem Chaz Rabbi Avram Mo Tzitzim Rekaz Mitzam Deshmo Avraham Yimin Hashem Romem Yimin Hashem Osechayel Ephraim Michiel. Yeah? Okay. So I could do it in my sleep, those things. But you can't say that, maybe those, I have easy psukim. Huh? Not at the early minute. No, but if you could do it.
I don't know my second pasuk.
Yeah, but the point is if you can do your pasuk, listen to this, Sorosh Truva. Sorosh Truva says, there's a school brought down in Meshua, Shul Yishkecha Demeshemo B'Yom Adin. You don't want Hashem to forget your din on Yom Adin. Yomer Kodim Yiratzin, you should say these pasuks. He says, V'yesh L'ayin, in pasuk Zemen HaTorah, if this pasuk's from Torah, Menanach, how are you allowed to say it by heart? Hello? Answer is, what's the answer? It's shogor b'fi, but it's not shogor b'fi kol. Says the Shazar Shuvah, he says, you're going to tell me, he's going to tell you my demo. He says that that it's shogor b'fi cha, but not shogor b'fi kol. He says, ma demasik amogin from the lochabach, to tzarech lios ragel dafka b'fi kol olam. What I've been doing for my entire life, I've been saying this by heart, I'm relying on the Bach, not like the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham would say, you shouldn't do what I've been doing my whole life and say those two psukim by heart. Problem number two, what about you're an expert Baal Koreh and you want to do Shtayim Mikra by heart? Now you're bored, you're on the train, you don't have a phone, you don't have a safer to do Shtayim Mikra, and you know the parsha, you want a chazer in your head. Are you allowed to do it or not? So the same thing, no one knows the parshas by heart unless you're an expert Baal Koreh who's done it a couple of years in a row. You know, so I've learned a lot of the parshas myself. I can't tell you any parshas by heart. Maybe it's also brach a little bit. But other than that, it's really, really hard to do the parshas by heart. And so, but if it is shogor b'ficha, even if it's not shogor b'ficha, can you do it or not? So the Sefer Rabbi Odcha, Rabbi Gamriel Rabinovich cites Rabbi Dodon, who says that based on this chida, maybe there's room to be lenient. You can rely on the chida. Third example is Howell. Bar Halacha says, what about Howell? I remember in high school, in 11th grade, there was a big fight in my class. We weren't so cool, but this is what we did during recess. I guess it was cold outside. But there was a fight if you could say Howell by heart. And so everyone was like, yeah, saying, no, I could do it, I could do it. And of course, only one or two kids in the class were able to say Howell from Tchila, if I had soft heart. No, it's very, very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Try it. It's hard. Yeah, especially the last paragraph gets a little bit hard. Yeah, right? So it gets hard. I could do it, I think, up to there. But then sometimes you mess up. But Howell, Bar Halacha says, not so clear. Well, if it could be done or not could be done. Bar Halacha says maybe people are going to mess up, so it's better not to. Says Rabbi Tzion Abishol, he says, of course you can't do it by heart, because even if it's shagur b'ficha, shagur in your mouth, it ain't shagur b'ficha, and therefore you cannot do it. Final example I'll leave you to think about is Kiddush. Kiddush, is it shagur b'ficha? I don't know. I sometimes, when I do Kiddush by heart, I sometimes mess up, and then my wife always yells at me, I should take a bencher, because it's sometimes, I've been doing Kiddush a million times. Does it mess up? There's a lot of that Asher Usas, you know, in the... You could do it by heart?
No, the wife.
Oh, the wife yells at me, that for sure. Just doesn't take a bencher. So I always use a bencher, because I when I say Kiddush, especially you're so hungry, you're tired Friday night, you know, it is, to do it by heart, you got to mess up. But if, let's say someone can, someone does Kiddush, and he's one of those people who could do it always by heart. So can he do it or not? It's totally in this machlokas. If it's shagur b'ficha is enough, so he could do it. But if it has to be shagur b'ficha, I don't know if it's shagur b'ficha. And therefore, you see, this machlokas has tremendous ramifications. Really, we should try to be machmir, especially when you're being yotzi someone else, that it should make sure that it's shagur b'ficha. Shkoyach.